Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Medical Night, a health and wellness company. I am a spiritual teacher, educator, author, health coach, and very passionate about healthy living. Today's topic is the dash in your life. And you might wonder why I came up with that and how that relates to anything. Well, if you do remember, everything I'm talking about has to do with emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health to be completely healthy and balanced. But on Wednesday, June 15th, my husband and I took a flight to Omaha, rented a car, and went directly to the funeral home to finalize everything we needed to in order to bury his father's ashes on the next day. We had scheduled 3 days, the 15th to fly in, the 16th to bury him, and the 17th to fly back. He passed before then, but we did not want to go to Omaha in the deep winter because my father-in-law always said, there are two seasons in Omaha. Either it is super hot or it is super cold. So we just wanted to hit it kind of like when it wasn't either or. Anyway, everything went great. We went to the funeral home to finalize everything and found out that there was a misunderstanding. When we said we were here with the urn and my husband's brother would bring the ashes still the same day that we could bury their father the next day or his ashes. They looked at each other, they looked at us and said, it takes at least 2 days to get the paperwork ready, the hole dug, and everything that needs to be done. There is nothing we can do. You will have to come back. Well, we didn't fly there to not accomplished what we went out to accomplish. So we started sharing with the staff some important dashes in my father-in-law's and my husband's father's life and how he affected us. They went and made a phone call and came back and said, June 16, tomorrow at 11 a.m., the plot will be ready. Does that work for you? Well, why that change? First, it took 2 days, and then we could do it at least to organize everything and then whatever time to get it ready. And now suddenly, less than 24 hours later, we were able to actually accomplish our goal. This just kind of showed us how open, sincere, and direct conversation can solve a problem and help find a solution. We filled out the paperwork. We were asked about a marker and what we wanted on it. We agreed that we wanted his name, his date of birth, and his date of death with a grapevine engraved in a marker. We paid for it immediately. And then we were asked, for the date, would you like slashes or dashes? I said for slashes. My husband said dashes. Then we looked at each other and said, dashes it is. They wondered why. So we told them that we know of a poem that actually defines what the dash is. The very beginning of when you're born and the very end of life when you're dead. And so we found the poem and read it to them, and they were so moved and touched by it. That is actually the reason why everything worked out so well, because we actually shared with them the true meaning of the dash, the true meaning of life. And I do want to share this poem with you right now. It's written by Linda Ellis, and it says, actually there is a preface on it, once in a great while, I'll read something that touches the core of my soul. Reading The Dash by Linda Ellis was one of those times. The words from this beautiful poem summarize this book is all about. I hope you love it as much as I do. The dash. I read of a man who stood to speak at a funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came her date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. And in this poem it says 1934 to 1998. In our case, it was 1923-2015. My father-in-law was exactly 92 years and 8 months to the day when he closed his eyes and went into a deep sleep. Okay, continue the poem. For that dash represents all the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who loved her know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left. That can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel, and be less quick to anger, and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's action to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? And this poem, I've read this so many times in my life, but this time it really went to the core of my heart and my soul, and I felt it through and through. So did my husband, and so did the staff. And I think that is really one of the reasons why they didn't leave one stone unturned. They went from it cannot be done to it's going to be done tomorrow. And my message to you with this is, it doesn't matter how long the dash is. It matters what's done during that period of the dash, between birth and death. What legacy do we leave behind? What have we taught others? What have we shared? How have we been? Not just our personal well-being, but how have we been to others and with others? That's where the moral of the story actually comes in, what we just realized here at that funeral home. Ask and you shall receive. And they asked us why we were so positive, why we could make decisions so fast, why we weren't in tears, why we were ready to laugh and enjoy and fulfill my husband's father, my father-in-law's last wishes to bury him in the same plot as his parents, his grandfather, and his sister were. And we could only say the words as follows. During the 6 years, we took care of my husband's father, my father-in-law. We have learned that it is so important to do your best, give your best, and be your best each and every day, so we will never have any regrets. And by having done this and still doing this each and every day, we were happy that we were entrusted to do what was best for my father-in-law, to follow his wishes and let him rest where he wanted to rest. So that was actually an incredible experience for us. We also shared with them the YouTube video that has been made at the LA Fitness here in Long Beach about the three of us, because we were there each and every day. My husband swam with his father daily a mile, some days 2 miles. And when they heard about that video and what happened, the title is, you go to youtube.com and then you search for Bond, B-O-N-D, Off, O-F, 3 in letters, T-H-R-E-E, Swimmers, Bond of Three Swimmers. And it's only a minute and 54 to 55 seconds long, but it's very inspirational. And you can see a swim and you can hear the interview. And I have to say, the very last two sentences in that video really, really are hitting home. And even though this was made when Junior was, that's his father, my father-in-law, when he was 91, and he died at 92 and 8 months, almost 93 years old, we watch this video so often when we have, you know, some challenges. We look at it and we remember the last sentence that my father-in-law said. Every day that includes swimming is a good day. And my husband, not knowing that he was still being videotaped, said, I love you, Father. And that was the end. And that was so true. That came from the bottom of both of their hearts. And we can actually live up to this each and every day. We can remember it. We have so many good memories just by having had the opportunity to take care of him for so long and now to put him to rest. So, again, remember, it is the dash between the two dates, the date of birth and the date of death, that matters and what you leave behind. So the gift is actually the poem. You can find it on http://www.linda-ellis.com/the-poem, and you can download it and choose the poem that's best for you with the background and whatnot. There are several poems that are exactly the same, but the background is different. Then if you want to communicate with me, you can either go through my web, which is http://www.micklenight.com, or you can email me at dythompson@micklenight.com, or as always, you can give me a phone call or a text at 562-335-4956. Having said all that and shared my last week's experience and what the dash really means for me, I'm going to say, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And please, get back with me and let me know what you think, how the poem affected you, how the show affected you, what you learned, what you would have liked to learn. You can communicate. I'm here for you to help you out to make everything worthwhile. So until we talk again, remember the dash, and I love you all. Until next week.